God bless you. Welcome to podcast 102. Come on, Tamla, man. Help us to get started here today. Come on now. I can only imagine what it would be like to be when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by amen. Hope all is well. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. If you have your souls, can you join with me and turn it to Luke chapter 16? Let's look at verses 22 and 23. And they read as follows. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angel into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it talking about heaven. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that thou hast made. Oh, Father, we come first asking for forgiveness of our sins. And then, Lord, we ask that you would allow this vessel to decrease and your spirit to increase. Father, we're listening for your word. And we pray for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Talking about heaven. As Jesus informed us that heaven and hell is real, our faith takes us to a place where no man has ever gone before. By faith, we accept the word of God. In the word, three are believed to have gone to heaven: Enoch, Elijah, and our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Many of our biblical patriarchs were introduced to heaven. In our lesson, Jesus is giving us a God's eye view of what to expect when our time is up on this earth. Most of us only have hopes of heaven. But my old pastor, the late John R. Wheeler of Vermont Avenue Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., he used to say, "We all have already been in heaven in the minds of God." In this part of our Bible, hell is in the Greek, Hades, meaning the unseen world. This place, as we know it, is not yet open for business. It doesn't happen until Revelation 20 and 10, where it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. When these died in our text, they went to an unknown, unseen world. You see, Jesus takes the time to tell us of the life of two men, one rich, one poor. This rich man had it good while he was here on this earth. We find out that he wore the most expensive and finest clothes. He lived every day in luxury, and he wasted his days in conspicuous consumptions. Since there were no paper towels and napkins to use, the rich used to use bread to wipe off their hands after eating, and then they would throw the bread down to the dogs. This now reveals to us this poor man, who would be right there with the dogs, waiting for the bread that would be thrown from the rich man's table. These dogs would also be the ones to give this poor man, the one by the name of Lazarus, comfort by licking his sores. Jesus went on to tell how both of these men died and went to their respective place. When the rich man died, we note that he was buried. He may have had one of those costly 4-hour funerals televised like we do these days with the wealthy today. But we also know that no matter how much he had, that he could not take any of those riches with him. That's right. Never seen a hearse. Now, when the poor man Lazarus died, the word tells us that he was taken by angels into Abraham's bosom. We didn't hear about him being buried, and maybe it was because he was too poor to have a funeral. But his soul was rich enough at heart to be joined with Father Abraham in paradise. We recall paradise from later on at the cross, when Jesus told that thief that asked him in Luke 22:42-43, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shall thou be with me in paradise. Paradise was that heavenly place of waiting before Jesus, before he went to prepare a place for us in his Father's house. This rich man was not in heaven, and he knew it. He was in hell, and he knew it. He could see while in hell, and he could feel while in hell. But the most painful was that he could remember while he was in hell. Chances were that he could remember how he treated others, especially the poor. Chances were that he could have remembered all the chances that he had to come to God, but he did not. Total death is being separated from God. When Adam became disobedient to God's commandment, he became dead to God. He was separated from God. The only way that we can return back to God is through death. The blood of life has to be shed in order for new life to begin. But when talking about heaven, the worst thing that one can hear is that it's too late. Once you die dead to God, it's too late. This rich man started to panic for his family. He hoped that someone would go past his father's house and testify to his five brothers. He was at the point of not wishing that this hell on nobody. So he asked Abraham to go and give a word to his people. But Abraham told him that it was too late. This man thought that someone from the dead, like Abraham, could give testimony that they would repent. Luke 16:31, and he said to him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead. This man had a great idea, but it was too late, and there was nothing to be done. Nothing for him, but something can be done for us. If we can believe in the death of Jesus, if we can believe that the shedding of his blood upon that old rugged cross, if we can receive Jesus's death, Jesus's burial, and Jesus's resurrection in our hearts and confess with our mouth, we can go from being a dead person to being a live person in the eyes of God. Let us not wait until it's too late. I am with Ms. Mann. When talking about heaven, I can only imagine to be surrounded by his glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand before your presence? To my knees will I fall. Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. With what we know today, no one should ever hear these words, it's too late, or I never knew you. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, that's the first step to get into this kingdom of God. We talking about heaven, y'all. If you haven't, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary and died for my sins. Lord, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. The word says, if you confess your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Let us pray for those. Father God, we are praying for the bereaved. We are praying for behind the prison walls. We are praying for those in the hospital. We are praying for the sick. We are praying for the shut in but not shut out. Lord, we are praying for those that feel helpless. We pray, Lord, that you will take them your word. Let them know about the plan of salvation so that they can know about heaven and know that the keys is your son, Jesus the Christ. Like I always say, keep each other in prayer. And until we meet again,